Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is a football Friday here on the Steve Jones Show. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, lots of pre-owned inventory. Great service department, excellent sales staff. They're there to help you for any of the big stuff, the state inspections, the little stuff like an oil change. They're all there for you, and it's the home of the repeat customer. And it's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Every Friday show, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It is time to stock up now for the weekend, Championship Sunday. We got some Central PA natives involved in both games, so even more of a reason to celebrate. Brett Veach and the Chiefs hosting the Bengals at 3 o'clock. You can hear the games here on WKOK, by the way. 6:40, NFC Championship game, Robbie Gould and the Niners taking on the Rams. It's time to stock up now. Plus, you got tons more college hoops going on. They got the big wrestling match tonight with Iowa. A little late night wrestling. Bucknell home again on Sunday as well. So there's a lot to get going for, but especially for Championship Sunday. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, water, wine coolers, soft drink snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day, approved by our own Merrill Reese. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Football Friday today. King's going to join us for our Championship Sunday picks. And then all next week, you've been hearing about it all day. We've talked about it on the show briefly the last couple of days. All next week, we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Steve Jones Show, and we're going to have a lot of fun reminiscing on some memories and lots of mystery guests. You won't know, Steve won't know who's joining us, but you'll have to find out by tuning in all next week. I'm excited for next week. It's going to be a lot of fun here on the show. So you don't want to miss any of that. Looking forward to that very much. As far as today goes, Steelers GM Kevin Colbert officially announcing he will step down following the draft, could stay with the team in a new role after the draft. They're conducting a search for a new GM immediately. But here's the, I don't want to say problem, but definite concern is that you're probably not going to make a hire until after the draft. So you still have Kevin Colbert in charge of this draft, but not going to be in that spot to start the season. You're already in transition with Ben Roethlisberger retiring. If I'm a person coming in as the new GM, if they do go outside the organization, I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know how appealing this is to me, because here I am presumably going into my first year as a GM of the franchise, but yet I didn't make any draft picks going into said first year. If I'm a GM, I'm going to want to put my own spin on it. And I think it could be somewhat said for if they do go in-house. like an Omar Khan or Brandon Hunt. They've already been interviewed, according to an ESPN report. But the problem is, Brandon Hunt, and I think Omar Khan too, if I'm not mistaken, but I know at least Brandon Hunt has been a candidate for other GM jobs. Hunt, I believe, was with the Raiders for an interview not too long ago. So while all this is going on, you not only run the risk of losing one or both of your in-house guys, and then two, maybe there's a candidate out there that you would like now that you're not going to be able to fish in because Kevin Colbert's not stepping down till after the draft. And when you're in a franchise now in transition, I feel like everybody's got to be on the same page right from the get-go. So I would be a little concerned if I'm a Steeler fan. Maybe it's just me. If you're a Steeler fan, you're not concerned, you know, definitely call in and let us know how you feel. Now, with Kevin Colbert staying in, I would like to know what exactly that role is. If he's like some special advisor and he's not going to have that big of a role, well, then the concern is still there. But if he's going to be somewhat active, maybe he helps in the transition of whoever comes in, whether it's one of the in-house candidates or whether it's somebody outside, maybe I feel a little bit better about it. But bottom line is, whoever the new GM is going to be next year isn't going to be a good part of have his hand well into this draft and the draft following the Ben Roethlisberger era as you begin the post-Big Ben era next season. The whole situation just feels kind of weird to me and a little uncomfortable to me if I'm a Steeler fan. I feel like you just got to put in somebody right away and so you can start the new chapter. But I'll be curious to see how that plays out and exactly what the role is for Kevin Colbert going forward. Then we go to what happened at the Wells Fargo Center last night as the Sixers beat up on the Lakers without LeBron. And once again, you have an incident between a player and a fan when things get a little too personal when fans are heckling the players. You had a fan get ejected last night who was heckling with Carmelo Anthony midway through the fourth quarter when the game is virtually decided because the Sixers were in control at that point. So you got to stop the game. You got to get security involved. Both coaches, I think. Some players got involved. Then another fan got involved, and he got thrown out too, I believe. Wells Fargo Center, they're going to handle it on their own, which they have done before in prior incidents with Russell Westbrook. Of course, is back with the Lakers and was there last night. And if I remember correctly, all fans, I know after the water bottle incident with Russell Westbrook, that fan was ejected permanently from Wells Fargo Center. So I would imagine they'll do the same thing. But I've said this before, this doesn't excuse at all what happened. I'm going to get to that part in a second. But I think it's time the NBA reconsiders the seating situation for fans, the courtside seats or the close-up seats, or you find a way to create a little bit more separation from the court to where the fans are in the stands. And is it sad to say? Yeah, because every fan should be able to control themselves and behave themselves and be able to enjoy the game with that kind of view. And the players, on the other side of things, should be able to worry about just playing the game, maybe interacting with the fans here and there, and you don't have to worry about being in any sort of danger or somebody crossing the line. But unfortunately, there's been too many incidents the last couple of years across the league, not just in Philly, and that's how it is. But the fans just need to stop. That's all I'm saying. Just fans need to stop and just not play into the narratives when it comes to the Philly fan base altogether. I'm serious. I mean, Steve, you and I kid around about Philly fans' behavior all the time. I get that. But, I mean, this is a prime example of you have nitwits in there that don't understand or don't care, and they just add to the narrative that of a hostile fan base that could be sometimes, or a passionate fan base, I should say, like Philadelphia. That's all I'm saying. Let's just control ourselves and have fun. All right? Enough.
I'm a big believer that refreshing beverages play a role.
Oh, there's no question. Of course.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to get involved with someone like that in the fan, like, you really need to reevaluate your life. I mean, like, really think back and say...
Okay, so this is coming from the guy that sang his children to sleep.
You saw Lisa's Facebook post last night.
With the Sixers fight song.
You're right, I did. I've done it not just the Sixers song, but the Eagles fight song, too.
Oh, my God. Those kids are being poisoned. Hey, really? I mean, aren't you concerned about the emotional damage?
They'll learn to live with it just like their dad has all these years.
They're going to become bitter. I saw that Facebook post. I couldn't stop laughing when I saw it this morning. My goodness. Oh, man. We were going to have John Crispin on the show today to talk college basketball. He did the Minnesota-Ohio State game last night. But because of... There's been a lot of flights canceled, especially in the Northeast. And because with this blizzard moving up the coast, I mean, it's not here yet, but they're talking about a nor'easter developing. There's been a lot of flights canceled. So he had some flight problems, had him moving around. And it turned out when we wanted to have him on today, he said, that's when I'm going to be boarding the plane. And I said, well, the pilot, I'm sure, is nice. I'm sure they'll let you talk on the taxiway. No. No, that's not going to happen. Oh. One time I was on a flight, and the flight attendant, she was making a... She says, now, if everybody could just, turn off their cell phones. Right now, I know there are six cell phones right now that are on. They need to be turned off. All right, now... Then makes about 30 seconds. Now there are 4 cell phones still on, need to be turned off. Now, of course, she's just making this up. But still. Yeah. I can tell you right now what she didn't do. She did not sing the Sixers fight song as a lullaby for their children to go to sleep.
Well, she's just not doing it right then.
My understanding is your kids were up all night. I saw.
No, señor! No, señor! No, señor!
I'm worried. Right? Do you think it's productive that little Luke says, "Daddy, who's Ben Simmons? Why don't we like him?"
You know, it's funny you mention that. He actually had a Ben Simmons onesie, but I've since hid it because I don't want him wearing it anymore. So he might be asking me that question down the line.
What if there's an accident in the Joel Embiid onesie? Just out of happenstance, there's an accident.
We'll just roll without it then. The Ben Simmons onesie will not be worn. Plus, I think he's actually grown out of it, luckily. But yeah, no. There's no more Ben Simmons gear in our household.
Oh, the month isn't over yet. We have fans that are always willing to donate. And a host. Get those Ben Simmons onesies. The Catrillos need them now. We got sizes. Could you see that? First of all, Lisa would laugh and also get mad, although she didn't seem to get mad.
No, she would laugh. She would laugh and just shake her head.
Right. You would be apoplectic. I can't have this. So. Oh, goodness gracious. I saw that this morning. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. God, Joel Embiid doesn't even sing that. Oh, Kate Scott doesn't sing it.
Actually, she does cue it after every win. I will say that.
She didn't sing it.
That's correct.
Well, 1967, 1983. That's pretty much it. All right.
Yeah.
In other words, in your lifetime?
I have 2001, and those were even distant memories at that.
Yeah, but you lost.
I know, but as far as getting to that point.
You won the first game.
Yes.
And then the Lakers remembered who they were. And your team remembered who they were. And that was it.
Correct.
It's been kind of a long, lean run, don't you think?
A little bit.
And then there's 80 in 2008. That's been kind of, I mean, that franchise goes back to the 1800s. That's not good. You got 19... 48, 49, 60, 2017. And that's kind of lean, too. Really lean. And you got 74 and 75.
And counting for another 20 years as long as Comcast is in charge of the franchise.
Oh. Now, why is it their fault?
Because they are incompetent and don't know a thing about the fan base, the organization's history, or hockey, period. Dave Scott, the CEO of Comcast, who's now in charge since Ed Snyder passed away, he doesn't have a clue at all. The team needs to be sold, and it's not going to happen, based on said press conference with Chuck Fletcher, who also needs to go, too. Dave Scott, gone. Mike Yeo, gone. Chuck Fletcher, gone.
See, you're like, this is what you need. You need this release of energy. Right? That way it'll send you into the weekend and you'll be calm. And then you'll actually sing a legitimate lullaby to your kids at night instead of some destructive song of just loss and destruction.
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells founder.
I mean, is it going to be bad that when Luke finally goes to school, the first word he's going to spell is E-A-G-L-E-S?
I would be a proud dad if he did that. Or if he can count backwards from 10. Proud dad moment.
10 championships, no. 9 championships, no. 8 championship, no. 7 championships. Now, see, I can cut back from 10, too.
You're quick. That's all I have to say. You're quick.
See, this is what drove the suit to the front office.
Maybe I'm starting to see why. Maybe.
Well, I'm not trying to drive you to the front office.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, no, I had a plan. And I would like to point out, based on the results, it was perfectly executed. Back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today. Brought to you by, look, stock up now for the weekend. It's going to be a fun weekend. Starting tonight at 9. Huh? 9 o'clock tonight?
Yeah.
BTN? Hey, America's most boring wrestling program, ranked number 2 in the country, against the most exciting wrestling program in the world, ranked number 1, the Penn State Nittany Lions, against boring. And Iowa, wrestling anybody else. He's going in a circle, going in a circle, going in a circle, going in a circle, going in a circle. And the final is 2-1. You got a takedown and an escape. Okay. Penn State, final, 16-6. Wow, did you see the action in that one? Boy, Oh, took shots, took him down, got back up, took him down again. Well, man, that was fun. It was action. Back to Iowa. In a circle. In a circle. Oh, there's a takedown. Oh, my God, there's a takedown. That's the first one we've had in 30 minutes. Everybody, look. And now, guess what he's going to do? Ride for the next 6 minutes and 32 seconds. Welcome to another edition of Iowa Wrestling. Setting the sport back 25 years. All right.
Shots fired. I love it.
Oh, dang. You know what? Every time they think Penn State's going to stall tonight, they're going to boo, which is what that's what I thought the football thing was about. Seriously. My patience for that fan base is gone. It's gone. All right.
I don't blame you.
Right?
Rightly so.
Like, guess what? You know, I mean, Iowa's entire wrestling strategy is stall till they get a takedown. What's the difference?
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
So a company can't find anybody for 10 years to fill this time slot? And they celebrate it? All right. Okay.
You're in store for a lot next week, my friend, and I can't wait.
Couldn't have been a week. I had a road trip. All right. It's the one spot in the schedule that doesn't have anything. At least right now it doesn't. I'm still waiting to see how they're going to fill out this Minnesota thing. I think I know what date they might pick, which is not next week, by the way. But still trying to see. I mean, I hope they got this thing settled. They should have this thing settled by the end of this week, I think. Yeah, all right, so mystery guests. We'll have a few of those next week. I have no idea. It's a mystery to me. And whomever it is, we'll just roll with the punches. I'm sure they'll have all complimentary things to say. You idiot. I'm what?
Oh, my almighty!
I find you to be a reprehensible human being. And that's from upper management. Today's show is sponsored by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. All right, it's going to be cold this weekend. Further east you go, there's going to be snow. In fact, I got a hold of Dick Girardi this morning. I said, hey, what's the deal for your area? He says, right now for him, he said 3 to 5. Like, okay. Well, stock up now. You got wrestling tonight at 9 o'clock. You got the AFC-NFC championship games coming up on Sunday. You want to be fully stocked for the weekend. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. 6 great flavors of slushies. In fact, I may need those to get me through next week. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. You there in Treverton, you can say it with me. Indeed, second to none, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Cowboys look like they're going to keep Mike McCarthy, Dan Quinn. I'm sure that would be greeted in your house with good news.
Yes, it is.
Meanwhile, I talked to a couple of people down in Dallas, I know. They think it's good news Nick Sirianni's back. All right, so, you know, I mean, so everybody's happy. The Sacramento Kings, one of the more aggressive teams in the trade market, and at one point considered to be an eager suitor for Ben Simmons, ending their pursuit of the deal with the Sixers, turning elsewhere to make trades. Kings who have lost five straight, sit 13th in the West, are determined to reshape their roster and remain engaged in other trade possibilities. Sacramento has players such as Harrison Barnes, Buddy Hield, Rashawn Holmes. See, the Sixers have the big problem they have right now with Simmons is this. Everybody knows he wants to be traded, so you're not going to sit there and give him a premium deal to get him. And how about Shaq last night? I mean, boy, I thought Shaq could have been an honorary resident of Northeast Philly.
Smartest thing he's ever said.
Well, Shaq last night went after, I mean, I would say the word eviscerate. How about that? Do you like that?
He That's eviscerated a good way to describe it.
Ben Simmons. So what did the Basketball Hall of Famer say? The difference between Embiid and Simmons, O'Neal said, is that Embiid can take criticism without being a crybaby and still wants to play. Because me and Charles, meaning Barkley, we've been on him. We stay on him. We tell him to his face what he needs to do. He doesn't cry. He didn't say, I want to be traded. He didn't complain about mistreatment. And that's the difference. That's why I like and respect him, he said on TNT. The other guy, I don't respect. And I've been thinking about it. You're missing the whole season because they asked your coach a question, can we win without you? And your coach gave a funny answer? That should tell you. In the summertime, you need to work on your game. You don't think I haven't been criticized by you guys? Was criticized by Stephen A. Haven't been criticized by the LA media, New York media. Great players get criticized, but great players also step up to the criticism and perform. Embiid, by the way, had 26 points, 9 boards last night. They beat the Lakers 105-87 and completely won his matchup with Anthony Davis last night, if you watched any of the game. And I watched some of it. I turned it off when I saw the Facebook post about the Sixers lullaby. I was like, okay, at that point, like you singing that to your child, maybe that puts them to sleep. I just hearing about it, I mean, the word bile came to my mind. But it's okay. Simmons has been away from the team since the summer. And to be honest with you, who knows what he's doing? Is he working on his shot? Is he, you know, what kind of shape is he in? Nobody knows. Simmons showed up at some Sixers practice, later told the team he was dealing with a mental health issue. Earlier this month, he was reportedly attending counseling sessions again, so that's good news, and attending team meetings. He was still being fined for missing games. Okay. I obviously can make no comment at all on the mental health side of this. Not in the least. And it would be very unfair for me to make any comment about that. But the playing part... Look, they've made you a very rich individual. It does not take a genius to look at how he played in the playoffs last year and say, wow, Houston, we got a problem here. He needs to be better. And when any time you have a team that looks like it's, you know, a pretty good team in one way or another, and you got a shot at something and you're not quite getting there, you do have to examine why and who. Now, and sometimes the why is maybe certain people don't work well together. Maybe the why is you need a third guy to come in to add to what you already have. Or maybe there is a guy that you have great expectations for, and based on past performance, isn't meeting it. And that's him. He's never been a great outside shooter. I got him. What he has been an excellent distributor and an excellent defender. The problem is the league is built on, you know, being a good passer. The league is built on being a good defender. But also part of it is the threat. You have to have the threat that he has a semblance of an outside shot. That then changes the defense. Now, if you're guarding Simmons and he's outside, you can almost take your guy and play him like two-thirds. Like, let Simmons have the shot, because a lot of times he won't take it, and you can use Simmons' guy to double Embiid. That's one of the problems that, you know, what they've had with him in the offense. Because he is a really good passer, really good floor presence, you know, can see the floor well, and he's a really good defender. But it's not just the shot. He's at the point now, in the playoffs last year against Atlanta, he wouldn't even take it. Like, not even taking shots. Wow. And when you are the first overall draft pick, which he was, when you're making the sum of money he is making, which is a lot, there's going to be a lot expected of you. I mean, they're going to expect more out of you than they do out of Shake Milton, right? They're going to expect more out of you than Tobias Harris. Oh, yeah, they're shot. There's a tape here right now I'm looking at showing you getting thrown out of the game last night.
Yeah, no, that was not me.
No, the guy's screaming, I'm Philly. I'm telling the truth. I just tell the truth. It had to be you. Obviously. Do you know what was said to Melo? It was Carmelo Anthony.
Yes, it was a borderline racial slur. How about that?
Okay, all right. I can't tolerate that ever. Okay.
And according to the broadcast, they had been heckling him for like a few possessions prior to that, and then I guess it kind of went overboard a little bit.
Yeah. It's one thing to heckle. And you can heckle. Yeah, I was at the World Series once, and this guy was heckling Larry Walker the entire game. But when I mean he was heckling him, Walker, you're too shallow. Walker, you're too deep. Walker, you're too close. Like, Walker, you got to move more toward right center. Right? But that's how the guy heckled him all night. He never once swore at him. He never got personal. Any of that stuff. It was all about his positioning, where he was, you don't know the hitters, you know, things like that. And it was, God, I don't know how close he was to me, but he's close enough where I could hear him. And the best one was, of course, the St. Louis Cardinals wear the red shoes. It was the eighth inning, and he says, Walker, it's the eighth inning, for God's sakes, tune off the shoes. And Walker even put his head down, and he started to laugh. So I thought that was actually a pretty good one. Turn off the shoes. I told the suit that story once, and he went out and bought red shoes. It really wasn't the message I was trying to send to him.
No, señor! No, señor! No, señor!
I would not classify the suit as a, I don't know, flashy dresser.
That is a very accurate statement.
And yeah. And he doesn't even wear a suit to work anymore.
No. He's more of a golf shirt kind of guy. With a little bit of the collared shirt, collared button down shirt mixed in.
Like, are these like golf shirts that like he mails away for? I mean, because he doesn't.
Nothing would surprise me. How about that?
Oh. All right. Four Arizona State coaches are out, and that includes Adam Brenneman. Offensive coordinator Zach Hill, no longer with the football program. He resigned his position. Wide receivers coach Prentice Gill, secondary coach Chris Hawkins fired. Tight ends coach Adam Brenneman resigned. All of them were placed on administrative. Now, Hawkins, Gill, and Adam were all placed on administrative leave in the summer when the NCAA investigation started. Gill and Hawkins fired. Brenneman resigned. All four coaches were implicated in the alleged violations which occurred after the start of the pandemic in 2020. Part of the NCAA investigation involves Arizona State's hosting prospects during the recruiting dead period, which lasted from March 20th, 2020 to June 1st. It wasn't until June 1st they opened up everything. FBS programs were prohibited from having recruits on campus during that period. Several sources in the Pac-12 told ESPN that Arizona State also faces allegations of recruiting practices that occurred when the dead period ended, including possible improper contact with prospects at an on-campus recruiting camp in June. Now, sources told ESPN that the departed Arizona State coaches implicated in the dead period recruiting allegations have yet to speak to the NCAA investigators. Gill is planning to file a wrongful termination claim against the university. Still coaching, though, Herm Edwards. Wow. And by the way, the Ravens did hire Mike McDonald. He left Michigan and is now the defensive coordinator for the Ravens. So there you go. So Mike McDonald, gone. And I think this is the day, by the way, that Caleb Williams is to announce what he's going to do. I believe Susquehanna has already been ruled out. What? Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Had a hunch.
See, you're on top of it. Right? You know, on top of it. Sue would have been making phone calls left and right. Hurry, why are you? No. What? We're not even the running for Jackson Dart. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.